This past spring, Josh Thomas and Caitlin Carbone wrote and produced a hip-hop adaptation of Shakespeare's King Lear. The duo, who goes by Fools and Madmen, took their production to 6 Baltimore City public schools for over 250 students. They also produced the show for the general public in Baltimore. Their next show, Much Ado About Nothing, premieres in May and will travel to 10 schools. Thomas and Carbone tell us more about their work.
The goal of the project is to bridge the gap between Shakespeare and hip-hop as art forms. It's not an entirely new idea that hip-hop and Shakespeare are similar. We weren't the first to stumble on these parallels. English teachers use these as a tool to teach Shakespeare, and a quick Google search of the words hip-hop and Shakespeare will generate dozens of Who Said It Shakespeare or Tupac memes with quotes from both literary legends. They are similar in poetry, rhythm, rhetoric, and performance, and are separated only by a huge gap in cultures. In fact, 400 years and an ocean.
If you strip away all the production elements, the lights, the venue, the stage design, and the cultural elements, the vernacular, the references, the clothing, and the demeanor of each, the two art forms are exactly the same. They're both just words on a page meant to be spoken out loud. And sometimes they have really cheap jokes, sometimes really bawdy or violent lines, and sometimes they're truly profound, and they make immense statements about the human condition.
This is what we want our audiences to take away from our shows. And we target audiences of both Shakespeare lovers and hip-hop lovers, in the hope that each learns something about the other.
When we write our adaptations, we start with the full text of the Shakespeare play. Caitlin cuts it down to a 60-minute show, shaping the characters and the text to fit a modern theme.
We then replace portions of scenes with originally written hip-hop lyrics and music, written and composed by Josh.
The resulting show is a lyrical and rhythmic mashup of both classical and modern language, of poetry and music. Since it's important to us to uphold the integrity of both the hip-hop and the Shakespeare, we look for multiple types of performers to cast in our shows. In King Lear, our cast consisted of classical actors, modern actors, spoken word poets, and hip-hop artists. We also cast our ensembles with all or majority performers of color, and we aren't afraid to change the gender of the characters to allow female actors of color access to larger roles.
Shakespeare is often perceived as an elite art form for an elite group of people, and it shouldn't be.
Our shows provide everybody the opportunity to access, participate in, and own the characters and the stories. There exists a huge racial disparity in classical theater, and our belief is that the best way to combat that is not only with representation in our cast, but with the voice of the storytelling itself.
King Lear was funded by the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts Creative Baltimore Fund. Learn more about Fools and Madmen at facebook.com/foolsandmadmen. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.